persistent imagination, centered in the feeling of the wish fulfilled, is the secret of all successful operations. This alone is the means of fulfilling the intention. Every stage of man's progress is made by the conscious, voluntary exercise of the imagination.
Hello, friends. Before we begin today's lecture, I want to let you know about my Unlock God Mode experience and the special May 2024 cohort that we're going to be doing this upcoming month. Unlock God Mode is a unique 10-hour audio course that invites you on a powerful journey of awareness, intention, consciousness, and manifestation. Inside the course, you'll be taught powerful tools and manifestation frameworks to help you unlock the next level of your reality, uplevel your creation skills, deepen your relationship with yourself, and develop a limitless mind, and also tap into absolute faith and trust in the divine. We are about to begin the May 2024 Unlock God Mode cohort. So for anyone who joins Unlock God Mode this week, you will be added to the May 2024 group coaching calls. These are bonus weekly group calls with me and other members of the group, and I'll only be doing them this May. Also, as a bonus, for those that join this week, you'll receive a one-on-one personal coaching call with me to help you with any challenges or goals that you have. So head over to unlockgodmode.xyz or use the link in the show notes to lock in your spot in the Unlock God Mode experience. For those that join, this will be an extraordinary, life-changing, transformative experience for you, and I'm so excited to have you in the group. I hope to see you inside the course, and now, enjoy this episode.
So, whether you be in jail, all right, so you're in jail, and you dare to assume that you're free. You aren't going to break through the doors and be picked up and be sent to a longer term. You simply assume that you're free. Who today on death row? Many of them prayed that their sons would not be put in the chamber, and they believed their prayers. And so the Supreme Court brings in a verdict, no more killing of men because they kill someone. Whether you approve or disapprove, that's not the point. All things are possible in God's will. All things. So I'm not going to pass any opinion whether this thing is right or wrong. I'm not going to be involved emotionally as to whether they did the right thing or the wrong thing. I only know from personal experience, if I had a son there, I want him free. If he were there, he's not there, but if he was there, I want him free, regardless of what he did. As one who loves his son, I'd want him free. But I am not going to pass any opinion or any judgment concerning the Supreme Court's decision. The thing is, all things are possible. You tell me what you want, and if it comes within the framework of what I call the golden rule, which is simply doing unto others as you would have another do unto you, if it fits that frame, well, then, you are on the right course. Well, then, you can't do it physically, no. You don't have the power or the wisdom to do it. But there's something in you, which is your essential being. It can do it. It knows exactly how to do it. Can you trust him? Can you trust this being within you to have heard what you heard? I heard it on this level, the request made. And if I heard it on this level, certainly, the depth of my own being heard it. And on that depth, he has ways and means I do not have on this level. Therefore, I'm not concerned as to how it's going to work. I only know it will work by simply assuming that I am already the one I want to be. And if I dare to assume it and remain faithful to it, then it becomes a fact. So imagining, plus this kind of faith, faith in God, and God is your own wonderful human imagination. So faith in God is the way to success. You imagine it as though it were true, and then you walk your way, not knowing how it's going to become true. but it will become true. I invite you to test it. Just try it. Cost you nothing. And if I take from you your gods, as Paul took from the Athenians their gods, then it's a blessing. If you can lose your God, it's a good thing, because the real God you can't lose. And you can never lose thee. You can never lose the sense of I am. You can lose everything else, but you can never cease to be aware that you are. That's God. And so if I can't take that from you, well, then I can't take the real God from you. But if I can take any other thing from you, and you worship it, you have the false God. And I did you a service in taking anything but the reality, because I can't take the reality from you. So all outer services and ceremonies, they mean nothing. Nothing. Go about your Father's business, which is yourself, doing noble things in this world, imagining the best, and it will come to pass. That's why I say, if it seems that I reiterate and restate night after night after night, it's essential. Because if you're perfectly honest with yourself this day, and you observe what you were imagining in the course of one day, you'd be ashamed of what you imagine. And yet you are imagining things you do not want to happen. And yet you will give lip service to the statement, imagining creates reality. And then one moment later, a friend of mine up in San Francisco, she was a friend of a mutual friend, and they didn't get on very well, only at moments. One night, riding with her, we went down, or maybe 75 miles down the peninsula, for a dinner. Lovely dinner, and all the way back, this very, very heavy fog, could hardly see a few yards before you. And she was talking of this friend of mine, who she claimed to be a friend of hers. And she would rant against this woman, so and so and so, I wouldn't even print it. You couldn't print it. It burned the page. And then at the end of her statement, she would say, God bless her soul. She kept up the entire 75 miles blasting this woman, and then she would qualify the whole thing, and it was all forgiven. God bless her soul. So she is still here. The other one has gone from this little section of time, and she is still playing the same part, using her imagination in every way she doesn't want in this world. And things went from bad to worse in her world. And they're still that way. And she can't for one moment believe she is the cause of the phenomena of her life. Oh, no, she can't for one moment. And yet I had one long 75-mile drive with her. Well, it would take a whole lifetime to reap that harvest. But she said in that long drive from dinner back home. So man has a very weak memory, and he doesn't remember when he did these things. But there's a depth in man who does not forget. Be it warned in Galatians, be not deceived. God is not mocked. As a man sows, so shall he reap. Then we are told by the poet, you see yonder field, the sesamum was sesamum, and the corn was corn. The darkness and the silence knew, and so is a man's fate born. So you don't recognize your own harvest, but it couldn't make a mistake. Everything is absolutely the identical seed. You plant a seed. What seed was it? Well, you've forgotten what it was. Well, wait till the tree comes up. You'll know. Because it can't be other than what was planted. If I plant an oak, well, then the oak is going to spring up into the oak tree. If I plant that sort of an acorn, that's going to be the oak tree. But if I plant something else, well, then wait. If I have forgotten what I planted, wait. The harvest will show me. And man denies his own harvest. So I'm telling you that your own wonderful human imagination is God, is the God of Scripture, the only God. Whether in the Old Testament you call him the Lord, or call him Jehovah, or call him God, or in the New Testament you call him Jesus, it's the same thing. This is the creative power in man, and that creative power in man is man's own wonderful human imagination.
You've been listening to the Manifest with Neville Goddard podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please follow the podcast on Spotify and Apple to receive future lectures. And visit NevilleDaily.com to join the free Neville Goddard newsletter. And if you have a moment, please rate the podcast. Before you go, I want to ask you a question. Are you ready to fundamentally transform your reality and upgrade your consciousness? If so, join the in-depth immersive audio course Unlock God Mode, a guide to upgrade your consciousness to greater wealth, love, and success. This course is an in-depth exploration of your reality, a chance for you to get 30 mental upgrades, one lesson a day for 30 days that will shift your reality, upgrade your consciousness, dissolve limiting beliefs, and unlock the God mode of your personal reality. Each lesson is 15 to 30 minutes long and will guide you day by day on how to implement and test your creative power. If you're someone who wants to see real-world results with manifestation and the power of the mind, this course is designed for you. For a limited time, you can get a special discount by using the promo code GRATITUDE. Head over to unlockgodmode.xyz or use the link in the show notes. I hope you join me in this unique experience. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.